I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big now during Menards Super Savings Sale. Brighten your home with a 3-panel LED light bulb, now just $199. Stay warm with a hardwood firewood bundle, only $399. Stock up with Clorox All-Purpose Cleaner, just $299. A 16-pack of Zest Bar Soap is only $7.99. Hurry, these great deals won't last long. Sign up for Menards emails to get the weekly flyer plus exclusive daily flash sales right to your inbox.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, welcome to the White Noise Podcast, 2026. Yeah. Not the episode number. I'm not giving you a range of episodes from 20 to 26. We haven't lost the bloody plot yet.
Not done that many.
Yeah, we haven't done much more than 26.
Yeah.
Anyway, this week
you really upset me.
This week I'm joined by Munt Smith.
I'm not sure about that name, but
it's an interesting rebrand.
It is.
We warned him against it.
I didn't sign off
with
it.
He's going with it.
Well,
Munt Smith.
That's what it says on the teleprompter.
Munt Smith.
M-U-N-T.
Yeah.
Munt.
That's what they say. Like, you're a munter, aren't you?
No, I'm not saying that.
Let the comments do that. But no one here
The comments don't say that. They're on my side.
Back yourself. Fucking back yourself.
Hashtag no munts.
Now, Munt is here.
No.
Munt's a big
copy,
isn't
he? Well, I've been defending myself.
From what? Your name?
Munt. I never sign off a Munt, right?
You have to sign off.
You need to be careful what you sign, mate.
Go on.
Well, no, I mean, you must have done.
Killed it there, mate.
Yeah, cheers, Tom. joined by Tom Looney.
Did you sign off on him saying that?
We spoke in the car.
Right. You should be signing stuff in the car, especially if you're driving.
Verbal agreement.
Yeah.
Munt's a bad influence on you.
He is.
No, I'm not, though. Munt or a bad influence.
and over the corner. Oh, wait, no, he's here. It's Rhino.
Rhino.
Signed off on that one.
Yeah.
We all did.
Sort of forced upon us, the Rhino.
It is.
Yeah.
No choice.
And over on his wacky desk, it's wacky Ethan.
Hey, wacky. Another wacky year. Hello.
Is it going to be a wacky year?
It could be a wacky year. If I get next to your missus, I'll whack her.
What the fuck?
wacky.
That's too much for old Munt over here.
Munt, out of here.
I'm going to beat your missus. Can you give me that one?
It's 2026.
The weakest threat.
Sorry,
I won't hit you, but I'll hit your partner.
Get her over here.
It is wacky.
Yeah,
I'll give you that.
I just panicked. Sorry.
Wacky.
I'll smack your missus.
Wacky warehouse in there, innit?
Anyway, that was the White Noise Podcast. I'll see you next year.
What a strange start to the year.
Sorry.
I'm going to check the ring camera. Anyway, how was Christmas, everyone?
Go on, Munt.
I'm not answering to that, even though I am now. I'm not going to in the future.
Okay, but so you've already established you will answer this one.
Yeah, I just meant...
Going forward. Munt won't respond to this now.
Right.
Christmas, it was fun. I was planning to spend the day alone. I'd bought a lovely chicken. I'd bought all the...
Was it alive?
Yes.
It wasn't at the time I bought it. Or
afterwards, you brought it back to life.
It's like a Frankenstein
monster.
Stop
that thing back to life.
Yeah, no, it was dead for the entirety of the time that I had it.
What's going on, Mum?
So
full Monty.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's more of a breakfast, though, isn't it? Full Monty has a breakfast.
It's a film, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's a stripping film, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I know. It's a
get your head on the menu.
Really? We don't know about the Full Monty breakfast?
Not really. No, it's more of a. It's synonymous for being a.
Yeah.
What is
Full Monty breakfast?
What's in it?
It's a big English breakfast.
Why is the movie extraordinaire going on?
Because they're showing their sausage and beans, isn't it?
Anyway, the full shebang.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on from that.
Beans.
Fun bit. But no, I went to Bryony's house. That was nice. And then went
home.
Would
they say the same?
Mm. I hope so. Yeah. I would hope so. I've not done a poll. I've not gone around with a letter saying, oh, sign this if you think I had a good time and you had a good time.
Did you bring your
team? You think I had a good time?
They did a poll on the Fun Monty, though, didn't they?
Oh, what, sorry?
Thank you. Did a poll on the Fun Monty. It's like strip dancing, wasn't it? And
It's more male strip dancing. Yeah. I don't think
they
use a
poll.
You've
got your bloody guard up. You haven't had your partner threatened to death, probably.
I'm so sorry about that. I don't
it's
know
probably
what
not to death.
With your poll.
Probably not to death.
He's not arguing.
Yeah.
He's just apologising.
Did you get anything excited?
I did, yeah. I got a poster. A metal poster.
A metal poster?
Yeah, yeah. That's fun.
What of?
A game called Cyberpunk.
Was it rolled up?
That's good. No, it's like it's right. Hard metal.
Hard metal. Yeah. Foil. I got a mystery football shirt and some fold your own paper cats.
What the fuck
so
is that?
Was fun.
What's that?
You're not made of paper.
Is that me?
Could have been either of them.
Could have been anyone.
Yeah,
anyone.
Could be
no,
me.
Good. Yeah,
I
yeah.
think the angst in the voice was probably you when you discovered Minxie. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh.
Easier to fold, though.
Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. Done itself. You sort of go, oh, I've got the display model. Thanks.
Can we get a return, please? That's good, yeah.
How was your Christmas?
I was ill.
Oh, you're kidding.
I was worse than... Well, today I'm very nasally, but couldn't taste. I was just all there, just blocked, rubbish. Mm. I should probably get the doctors.
Oh, we know who made you ill, then.
No, I was already ill.
I was in
the bath when Tom came.
Yeah. Oh, well, we know who made you ill, then.
Well, I was in the bath.
In the bath. I didn't get in the bath.
You didn't get in the bath?
Yeah, you didn't get in the bath.
You went to Stephen's house, you didn't get in the
bath? I
didn't
get in the bath.
That's weird.
It's crazy,
that, isn't it?
Yeah.
You should come around sometime, man.
Yeah, I can, yeah. Bring my TV.
Whoa, is it easy to move? Is it tiny?
It would actually be a pain, actually. Yeah. I'll have to get one of those big lorries, mate.
What's that under your arm? Just be two grand TV.
Two
it's a miracle
grand.
I didn't get it pinched off me.
Fucking hell.
Mum's jumped in the bath with his telly.
He's gone down there.
He's unresponsive.
TV killed itself.
Goodbye, cruel world.
It's gone down the plug hole. Oh, it wouldn't even fit through your door, mate, honestly.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh.
What about the TV?
Oh, fuck off!
I should get onto this now. I thought we should all make New Year's resolutions from the podcast.
Right.
And mine is to stop making jokes at Munt's expense.
Right, okay.
What about your old friend Max when he's back on?
I can get it.
I'm staying as Munt for the rest of this fucking time. I'm Munt, baby.
I'm now Munt forever.
Hello! Munt's fun. Munt knows how to skateboard and pick up women.
Munt fucks.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
Hey guys, are you hungry for more?
I know I am.
You're not though, the Manjaro.
Yeah, but I thought you meant great chat.
For more great chat, you can find us over on Patreon at the White Noise Poddy. We've got weekly episodes that go out on there uncensored.
And no bleeping at all.
So this won't be bleeped.
Me and my father used to into the and for fish.
That's disgusting.
I need to let the people know. In fact, my dad messaged me this morning and said...
Let the police know, first and foremost. Bonus weekly episodes, bonus videos.
What?
And you also get to watch all of our specials. I drank my own wee-wee.
Yes, that was really
you
nice.
You did that on the boat, didn't you?
Not mine.
£3 a month.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
New Year's, any resolutions?
I'm trying to be quite aggressive in the first half of, you know, the first bit of my getting back in shape. I don't want this to be a yearly thing. As I said, come mid-Feb, I want to be in a good place. So I've been gym the last...
Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, I had Valentine's Day. 1 year anniversary of my granddad's death, too.
Want to be in shape?
Yeah, I want to be in shape for it.
This is for you, Grandpa. He would have loved this.
It's like all
he would have loved how good I look.
If only you could see me now.
Such a shame he's not here to see this.
You know those scenes in films where they're talking to the grave just then? Your little pants on.
We're all getting together for a meal. No, I'm fine. Just I'm fine. Yeah, so I've been at the gym the last couple of days. Been hitting it hard. Hitting them glutes.
Nice.
And I played football. I can't move. Right. I'm a lot of. I can't sit down on the toilet today. Really, really tough.
Just go now. No.
No, thank you, man.
See, month's fun.
Month's weird.
Month's really overstepping the boundaries. Yeah.
Really?
Just do a poo now.
I didn't say have a poo. No. Going to be the number one.
Thank you, man.
Or number three.
Yeah. So there's that.
Lose weight, feel great. That's one or two, I guess.
Lose weight, feel great. Sell TV.
I was thinking of getting off Manjaro because it's making me, you know, someone said it makes you constipated. Complete opposite for me.
Right.
I'm going more than ever. But also,
let's go now.
That's good. He's the same. Not burping a lot. Right. It stinks.
Yeah.
However, I've cut out fizzy drinks from my diet.
Good.
I'm mainly eating fruit now.
Okay.
Mainly fruit.
Wow.
Mainly
fruit.
Yeah. That's a lot of sugar.
Just fruit.
Mm. Oh, not just, and veg. Trying to get my five a day, basically. Yeah. Also, it's not
getting your protein. Yeah.
You're getting my protein. Have my chicken. Protein.
Had his chicken.
So I'm starting to lose weight again, which is good. So I'm gonna just give it another month. See how that goes. Money, I need to be better with money because I am shocking with money, apparently.
Mm. What do you mean, apparently?
I've spent so much on vegetables.
Who's told you that? Which bank worker has told you that?
Trying to get a £50 overdraft the other day, he said no. Shocking.
You shouldn't be in your overdraft.
I'm not yet. Not yet. I came out of it.
All right.
Cheers, guys. It's more of a precaution.
That was a fun 20 minutes.
Anyway, yeah, and just try and do more stuff like get back on Twitch, just, you know, try and just try and be an adult, you know.
Yeah, I can imagine that bloke in Curry selling you 3D goggles for £2,000.
Goggles.
You've only got half the TV package then. You need these. You used to get them free in Cineworld. Shh.
Great salesman.
Yeah.
Great salesman.
Ryan.
So I am going to try and just sort of enjoy the days a bit more.
try and sort of maybe enjoy myself. Don't want to put too much pressure on it, though.
But, like, not stress out over, like... So if I've got... Say I've got work in the evening, right?
Mm. Okay.
I'll spend the whole day just being...
Fretting.
Annoyed and waiting around that I've got to go to work that day. Where I've still got, like,
five hours of the day
where I can do something with my life.
Yep.
Just try and, you know, use more of that
maybe
time.
Maybe get some longer
hobbies.
Shifts.
Yeah, hobbies.
Get a new job.
New job, yeah.
What else do we have? Oh, Max's birthday.
Hey.
Yes.
33. Yeah. Getting old, isn't it?
Birthday special for you. I'm so sorry.
That's fine. This is special enough.
Happy birthday, Max.
Thank you, Ethan.
Munt.
Happy birthday, Munt.
Oh, when's Munt's you can birthday? Let Max know that we wish him happy birthday.
Yeah, I will do, mate. Yeah. I don't even know him. I haven't got his number.
Good,
thank you.
He'll try and sell you a telly.
How was your birthday?
Hey, mate, good deal. Yeah, really good, thanks.
Your actual day.
Oh, the actual day?
Yeah.
I worked most of it.
God.
I got back at like 4 a.m.
That's not most of the day.
No, and then I slept because I was so tired from working.
Had you had a few drinks?
Probably had two. Oh,
okay. What, at work?
I know, right?
I thought you said you don't drink, Max.
I don't
all
really.
You do is drink.
Do I?
Yeah, every story you have is over out till 5 or 6.
I know, it's not good, is it?
Not like don't drink.
Do you know what?
But I don't drink and the Manjaro's not working. I had 15 pints last night.
And pints. Sorry, I got dimes.
With me two whoppers.
I've been going mad for the Advocar. Have you heard of it? It's an eggnog alcoholic drink.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up, Ethan. How do you shut up?
Had 2 bottles of it in a weekend. Think of the calories in that. It's sugar, man.
It's showing, mate, yeah?
Yeah, no, that's not very nice, is it?
We went out. Ethan didn't even respond in the group chat.
Shocking.
Probably saw it as well with his eyes.
My eyes meant that I looked way away from it.
Yeah, you can't see a phone in front of you. You're too busy.
Get his ass, man.
Well, in fact, during the Christmas period, I kind of had a bit of a
was this your mum's one?
Sort of my mum's Christmas period. That's disgusting.
That's horrible.
Oh, you said pajama buttons.
That's horrible.
And you shouldn't have won a mate.
No Christmas period this year.
Christmas stockings are coming in blood.
This mulled wine is delicious, mother. Are you going to have to slow down on that? It's me last for a few weeks.
No, sorry. I was more so talking about the days of Christmas off from work and being with people rather.
You stopped working?
I fucking did.
Mental.
Yeah, it was.
I just drank.
Yeah, I just drank a lot of eggnog.
pretty nuts. Eggs.
So creamy.
That's not good stuff.
Yeah.
You've not
your own kin.
Says it on the bottle.
I like how you bottle it, though.
Somebody's doing it. I wouldn't touch it.
Yeah, that would be sick, wouldn't it?
It's not good stuff.
It would be
not
sick.
Good stuff.
Anyway, so you had 2 bottles of Advocate.
Yeah.
Are you an advocate for your mum's period?
I suppose it's a good thing to be encouraging. It's a good thing, I guess.
To encourage it?
Well,
Mum.
Flush out the old system.
It's true, yeah. What were we on about, sorry?
We were talking about Max's birthday.
Yeah, Max's birthday. Oh, you didn't go? You didn't respond, Ethan?
I took a break from group chats and things and... had a look
didn't
at
even get a happy birthday
Monday.
Message
well oh, I know shit, I didn't realise it was your birthday. I'm sorry, mate.
Shocking.
I was meant to bring you something and I will bring you something.
Hit up Mackie Mayer's. Yep. A plethora of food options. Then we all got tacos.
Shots.
Yeah.
And I had a weird mulled wine.
Sangria.
Well, it was different. It was interesting.
Ethan's mum made that.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. Fucking hell. No, not like Michael.
Telepathic. But yeah, it was. I was sort of debating, do I do a year of sobriety? And then I was a bit bored at the table, so I thought, I'll get some shots in.
Fair.
Yeah. And it was a really funny moment, though, at Mackie Mayor's.
That was funny, though, wasn't it?
Tell us what happened, Max?
Best moment of the year so far, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not... What? Because you mentioned something.
So I'll set the scene. We're drinking out of glasses, obviously. But Max... In addition to his drink, he's drinking out of a plastic cup with a red liquid in it.
Yeah.
Which I asked the question, did you get that from, where'd you get that from? Did you get that from here? Because I thought, well, who's serving things? I thought maybe you brought it from as like a birthday thing or whatever. Take it away, Max.
To which I you know, very fucking wittily quit. Looked at Tom and I went, I didn't fucking bring it from home, did I, mate? Yeah, which was, at the moment, it was stone cold cool. Yeah, everyone was looking around going, this guy is sick, he's great, we all love him. And at which point I stood up and smacked my head on the
you
light
stood
bulb.
Up with real authority.
Yeah, I did, yeah, I did.
It was a mic drop moment for you.
Do you know what?
Mic was mid-air, wasn't it? No one had a chance to really react
the
before
The floor
you.
Had not felt the mic. The mic was still dropping. I slam my hands on the table, stand up as fast as I can, and whack myself on a lampshade, a metal lampshade. And then instantly fell back into my chair.
It was a proper doink, wasn't it? Yeah.
Well, because of the metal,
yeah. Made a great sound.
Great sound, yeah. It was like a cartoon sound effect, wasn't it? Yeah. And it really sort of, you know, it just...
A cruel lesson.
Yeah.
All that cool, you know, bravado I built up in an instant was gone.
Forced cool bravado.
Didn't bring it from fucking home, did I? Bang!
It was like he probably leant over to me to nail his point, and as he got back up, smash!
Yeah,
fantastic, really good fun.
Yeah, it was good.
Crying. Was it good? Yeah.
Yeah, we all enjoyed it.
Well, then, and you know, at that point, I was like, "Yeah, my work is done, mate. Planned it.
Was so cool."
Well, you don't realise that I made a sit on that table. I put that lampshade just a few centimetres to the left.
Yeah, nice. Still swinging when we left.
Was it? Oh, God.
And then I was going to get an Uber home, but Cameron said, no, my mum will come and get you. And I was like, that's a long way to go for her to come here and then to drop me off. It's a real faff at this time. And he's like, no, it's fine. And so eventually his mum turns up and we go to the car and he goes, why's me dad in the car? So his poor dad had been dragged along. And then I texted him saying, thank you very much to your mum for picking me up. And he said, why are you thanking her? It was my idea.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, that was funny.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The stragglers stayed out.
Yeah, that's true.
Would you get off to?
Oh, we went to behind closed doors.
It was
weird place.
Sexy bar,
really weird.
I thought
place.
You were joking at first, and went in, and there was just pork.
Oh, you're dragging these two young lads there.
That wasn't. I don't think it was
young
idea.
Single lads.
I think it was Max's idea.
No, it wasn't. I'd never agreed to go there.
Definitely you, Tom.
No,
it's the weirdest Stick place I've ever then. Been.
That wasn't.
Why would you just go? Oh, he suggested. I literally said, "Don't go there."
Really. It wasn't like I wasn't really asked. It was just there. It was we're walking up the street and it was like, oh, we're going here because here's fine.
Ryan said you frog marched them there. What's that all about?
Well, the bouncer.
Reservation for Cooney?
He was going through my bag and got rid of my bottle of water. Before we got to Mackie Mayor, Max had bought, was it shampoo and shower gels from a place in the Arndale? And then when we got to this bouncer, Max was like, please don't make me throw away my shower gel. And he was like, just don't use it. Promise not to use it,
just that night
that night
yeah.
You will never shower.
I just look at them, just open them up and sniff them.
Beats
every now
TV.
And again.
See this.
Fuck off. It's a great TV.
So what happened there?
We literally just had one more cocktail.
Don't really remember it, to be honest.
Literally.
No more shots.
Literally had one more cocktail.
There's a picture of Max on the phone. What was that?
Oh, there's phones. There's, so one of the great
Are
things
you on
about
the screen? Is that you I can see?
What about TV? So basically, there's every booth has a phone next to it. So you can... I think the premise is... You see a booth and you're like, I like the look of the people over there.
Right.
You pick the phone up and you put the number of the booth in and their phone will ring.
Can you?
Yeah,
no idea.
You didn't know that. So then we were having some fun with me on the phone, but I didn't ring anyone.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Anyone have a good new year?
No.
I went to Norfolk.
Norfolk?
Yeah.
Norfolk?
I did.
Whereabouts?
What dragged you there?
Well, it was a last minute decision to wake up on New Year's in nature. So we're having a look around, just seeing what was what. And there was this place in Norfolk. It's like a Starry Meadow, I think it was called. So it's like a house with grounds and stuff. And they had like three different little cabins in the grounds with like ours was Barn Owl View. So it's like different. There's a fox's den and a rabbit's one. Say again.
Did you see any barn owls?
I heard barn owls, but there were animals around. There was two.
Just a speaker.
There was two. Yeah, I couldn't hear them outside. Some guy outside. Just inside the.
And yeah. Barney owl. Until he breaks his neck. Yeah. He can go all the way.
But that was nice. Woke
up. Call me an ambulance.
Turn off the speaker.
Let's listen to those sweet nature sounds. Help me.
I had so many resolutions for this year. I was going to let it fly, for fuck's sake. Don't listen. Don't let this affect your review, please.
At New Year's Day, we brushed some donkeys. We met some pigs. Met the goats. The goats were very fun. We met goats.
They're all here, mate.
Yeah.
There's been a few goats in Norwich.
Yeah. And we met a rat that was quite really cute. The guy was like, yeah, he's a...
Oh, James Allrod was there.
The guy, he said, yeah, I think he's a bit confused.
The rat?
Yeah, comes up to me in broad daylight. I've never had that, so can't bring myself to shoot him.
So cute.
Yeah, so...
He's got shooting rats.
Well, he just says you've got it... You know,
pest control.
You do have to look after things.
Shooting them though,
like they have to cull. You know, the RSPCA will send them out to cull deer, just every now and then to keep the numbers under control. It's a different life
out
there.
Did you enjoy that?
It's not that I enjoyed it. It's the
shooting rats.
It's the. I guess it's the. You know, it's the darker side of, you know, managing nature.
Do you ever think you could have just gone and put the bins out and seen a rat?
Ah, different city rats, aren't they?
Yes,
I've seen them. They scare me a bit. This one was cute.
New York rats
hopping about.
Mm. Yeah, seen that video of the rat under the bin? Well, it's just outside of the bin, and then a giant rat grabs it and pulls it back.
Oh my god, like that's scary.
Seen it?
Do you get the big rat?
Yeah. Behind that big rat is me.
Months here, hungry for dinner. Yeah, you had yours. Now it's time for me to have mine. Month gets fed. That's my New Year's resolution. It's my time of the month.
That's horrible.
Time of the month.
That's the first mention of that.
Yeah. Well, live show we did. It's out now. You've probably watched it. Laughed and lolled. I stood up and applauded Ryan.
Yeah.
Ryan, did you enjoy it?
I had a great time. Absolutely loved it. Yeah. I don't think I've ever been so nervous for anything.
Really?
Really? That.
Yeah.
Ever?
Yeah, mental.
What were you nervous for?
Just podcast, isn't it? It's just like...
Just being yourself.
I think it's, where like, if I'm like nervous for anything else, like acting-wise that we do, like, you can always learn more lines or practice something, you know? But with a podcast, wasn't really anything to...
You didn't have like the mask of like Ramdas to hide behind.
Yeah.
You
were
Ryan Locke on stage.
And it was like 9 p.m, wasn't it? So he had all day to think about it and stuff.
You know, yeah, of course, you would have hated.
Because obviously, you know, if you... Yeah,
the only time you weren't pacing was when you meant to, you know, walk up on stage for the roast.
Yeah.
No urgency whatsoever.
Terrible.
He knew he wasn't hitting the bit, but he's still just tumbling along.
Yeah, should have rehearsed more, really. But, you know.
It's a good show. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
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 We may do more live shows this year. So look out for that. Look out. Look out, local town. We're coming to you, possibly.
Ooh. Ooh, a local town.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Sure. Depends on the town.
Yeah. Local to here.
You saw Mighty Supreme. How was that?
Mighty Supreme, very good. He's very hyped up at the moment. He's really pushing it, isn't he?
Is he going to win this Oscar?
I think he probably will. You don't think so? You've probably seen more films than I have, though. This year?
Ever. No, I just think he's begging it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too much PR.
People say that he's doing that as... Have you seen the film?
No.
Okay.
I'm aware of a loose premise, but...
So the character is very sort of... is you know what he's doing at the moment? Like, I'm the best in the world.
Yeah.
That is what the character is. So people think he's doing it as like...
Film wrapped years ago, mate. Move on.
Did it?
You got Wonka 2 coming up, probably.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
I quite like the music in Wonka.
It is good, yeah.
Yeah. Noodle, apple strudel.
And there's chocolate.
Yeah.
Does that feature in Mighty Supreme?
The Wonka songs?
Yeah.
No, right. Which I would... Yeah, I was not happy about, which is why I bought my Beats pill and was just playing them in the back of the tin. Pack cinema, you know... And I think people were happy with it.
Went down well.
Yeah, I think so.
There you go.
People were throwing popcorn at me, which is a type of sweet.
Oh!
Wonka loves this. Do you know, it was good. Does it deserve the hype is the question.
Probably not if you're asking the question.
I don't think so.
No.
No. It is good, but I don't think it's like an all-timer.
But often the films that from which people win Best Actor are often a bit... overhyped and a bit strange.
I don't think they are overhyped. I think they go under the radar. And it'll be like 12 Cloves.
Yeah, you're right. That's
Partridge Fire.
What's the last one that won? The Anita or whatever?
Anora.
Anora. Mm.
That won Best Picture.
Did you see it?
I saw it. And I was like, that's a fun film.
I never even heard of it.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think...
I never thought, this is the Oscar for Oscar-worthy Best Picture.
Has a... What Oscars can we think of that were won by... like someone acting in the film of the year. Does that tend to happen?
Not always.
I
guess, what did Leo get it for? Was it The Revenant?
The Revenant.
Okay.
But that was 100%. Do you remember the meme? Mm. Leonardo's never won an Oscar, that one.
So it's like an overdue thing.
Yeah. I think it was literally just, let's just shut this down.
Yeah.
Just get The Revenant.
Yeah.
What? Who cares?
Yeah.
Ryan, what is your thought on movies?
I love them.
It's a great question.
Yeah.
Have you watched Brokeback Mountain yet?
No, I was meant to watch it the other day, but I was meant to watch it yesterday, but I went clothes shopping instead.
Here's my prediction. Ethan Hawke will win Best Actor.
Oh, yeah.
What film was he in? Sorry.
Someone went, he was in this film and it's his best performance yet. And I think he's one of those who's done a lot of films.
Yeah.
And they might just go, it's too early for you, Chalamet.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Chalamet.
I feel like
you're with her for the fame as well, aren't you, Chalamet? So shallow, May.
You're not a fan?
I just don't like him talking. He sat on Graham Norton. Not legendary.
Agree with like that.
Graham loved it, yeah.
Joke thing.
No, I don't. No.
Welcome.
Yo! Munt doesn't steal jokes. He only steals hearts. Organ thief. Long list of buddies behind him.
Sorry, man.
He
was on Graham Norton and he was just doing that stuff where he's hyping himself up too much in the film. And poor Rowan Atkinson's there having to do Man versus Baby after it. And I thought you've done too much and you've made Rowan look stupid now.
I didn't see this. How was
Man versus Baby?
No, I'm not seen that either. How was he hyping himself up? Because when I've seen him,
he does it a lot.
It's a bit much, mate.
This is the best acting I've ever done in my career.
Right, that kind of.
And he says stuff like, "This is probably the best acting you'll see in the cinemas."
Has he
like,
said that?
Yeah,
I know he's a very talented actor, but I do think he's like when you talk about best pictures and best actors, it'll be who's done a lot of work and who sort of earns it over time rather than just, that was a good performance.
Yeah. Feels anyway. Like he's trying to create hype about, yeah. you know, it, maybe that it's overdue.
But it sort of
when
worked.
He's so far at the beginning of his career. But it has worked a little bit because, yeah. you know, it's...
Maybe he's in some of the biggest films.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler and Uncut Gems, and Adam Sandler didn't boast about his work. No. He's very humble about it, and maybe he let it slip. So he thought, I won't do that.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Anyway, Tom, you've put big start to 2025.
Yes! Showing validation!
Dickhead,
mate. That's embarrassing. And then he tried to that, bro.
He tried to make the joke.
I tried to go for Ryan.
He put, Ryan, 2026, I've been writing 2024 for the past year. You idiot, Tom.
That's banter, bro.
What do you think?
Top 10 moment.
Arts and beers and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. This is why we're looking at
you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. They're going to love that. Yeah. Beam it all over the internet.
That's good, though.
All the corners.
Big start to the year.
Luke Littler, he won again at the darts. Bang.
Oh, save some for the rest of us, mate.
He smashed it, didn't he?
Yeah, made it look easy. Real easy. Because we were out, you know, getting lit. What real young men should be doing.
Mm. Yeah, man.
Throwing
Learn
darts.
From us.
Yeah. How old are you, Munt?
Oh, that's the thing about Munt. He never tells.
He just told us you steal organs.
Yeah, you don't need to be old to steal organs, do you?
Oh, I thought you meant he never tells in general. He's like
a secretive
man. I meant
my age.
He's an open book apart from one thing.
I meant my age. I never tell my age. Anything else, I'm an open book.
So he won £1 million.
Easy, mate.
Yep.
The prize money's doubled from last year.
So
think of the taxes.
Shut up.
If you win a million.
Tax on a million?
A million at 18, what are you doing with it?
Pay my taxes.
Liar.
18.
At that age, you're just taking your mates on holiday, surely.
Taking your mates?
Well, there you go. Are you going to go?
Yeah, yeah.
Have a great time, guys. Yeah.
And your fez.
Think of me.
I'm just there.
Drat, I should have gone.
What 18-year-old says drat? That's a month.
Once got that lingo down, yo. £1 million at 18, eh? What a life.
I think I'd buy a car, even though I couldn't drive at the time.
Yeah.
I think, bloody Top Gear. Yeah, probably just buy a really
probably
stupid car.
I'd have probably, made a couple of quick sound investments in property. Yeah. And then I'd have fucked off.
You would have bought some sort of £1 million package to become a footballer.
No.
We guarantee you'll be a pro at the end of this course.
They sell that?
These are Neymar's boots.
Put it on flex. I'm happy about that.
Manchester United have just got rid of their manager.
They have.
And last time I checked, you hadn't got a full-time job yet.
Ooh.
Would you like to maybe role play going for the job?
Oh, no, thank you.
Well, no, it's too late, Steve. Because we've already planned it. I have a clipboard / iPad. Oh. I've got Janet here.
Janet.
What's your role at the club?
I'm just on the board.
Mm. Just on the board.
And I've got my assistant manager, Munt. He comes everywhere with me.
Hello, Munt.
Hello, you're right.
We'll ask the questions.
Just trying to be polite.
You know. A lip from you, Munt.
A lot of
lip.
Try to be involved in the...
A lot of lip.
Okay,
just take it easy,
I'm
take it easy. This
corner.
Is a long shot that we get this.
Stop right. Lipping off.
This is a long shot.
I'm just going to sit in the corner.
Not sit in the corner, sit with me. We need to convey authority.
So, Thomas.
I thought we could both sit in the corner.
Would you shut up?
Jesus Christ, Mum. What's going on?
Hashtag zipping it.
Okay, social media presence. That's good. Note that down.
Yeah. Yes.
Thomas.
Yep.
What brought you here today?
Well, I saw you had an opening. Walked past the window.
Sorry, a hand went up. Yes, Munt.
Unzipping. I want to say I bought him here in my car.
You bought him? How much was he?
Where? Oh, I see what you did there.
Mum, what are you doing?
Having banter. Hashtag zipping.
Let's not have banter just yet. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Okay? Maybe have banter if you get the job.
Yes.
What brought you here today, please?
Well, I saw an opening in the window as I was walking past the mega store.
Yep.
You're hiring, and I'm looking.
Oh, what are you looking for exactly?
Well, I am looking for a job in general, but this one I feel like, this one suits me.
Okay.
Why?
And why is that?
I'm a big Manchester United fan. I know the club.
Boo.
I know the club. I just think I've watched as lots of mistakes have been made.
Name four.
Yes. Previous hires.
You know, we are responsible for the
I hired
hires.
Alex Fergie's son.
Oh, did you?
Mm. His son, yes. He was shit, I'll be honest. I don't mind being called out on that.
Yeah, that's fair. Players not very good. Just bad ID.
Right, let's...
Bad
let's...
ID.
Stop playing the audio out to the changing room.
Yeah.
You should have done that after a month.
Social media.
What's wrong with our social media? We've got bare followers, G.
Tell them where they're going wrong with social media.
Unzipping. Hello.
Didn't
know
you'd back up.
Social media guru.
Shoo it, you munt.
I would take it and I'd sell it at a premium price. Now,
okay, tell me more.
Munt's a social media genius.
I get all the likes. I get all the clicks.
Right.
Could you show us an example of your maybe social media where you've got loads of likes and clicks, please?
He knows football too, but go on.
Well, we don't care about that stuff.
Oh, okay.
Football, yeah, they only
likes
care
and
about
clicks.
Social media. Pardon?
Likes and clicks, show us, please. Show us one of your posts.
Well, I can say one of my posts. I don't have my
show
phone
us
on.
One
don't
of
have
your
my
posts.
Phone on me.
Just do whatever.
Okay.
Do something.
When the Fitbit is hissing.
What?
When the Fit...
What's your surname, Munt?
Gomery.
Munt Gomery. I like it.
When the Fit be hitting, you'll be me in the hat. When the Fit be hitting.
I like that. I like that. I remember
thank
liking
you.
That.
Yes,
remember
you and 30 that. Other people.
What would you caption this?
When the club be clubbing.
Right, I think I've noticed a pattern. We can maybe just copy what he does.
Yeah. No.
Post any picture of our Manchester United's badge and put when the club be clubbing.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it. That's that
players
one done.
Be playing.
Yeah. Okay, Munt.
It's not a one size fits all.
No, Munt.
I do own a lot of those.
Thomas, you've brought in Munt here, and I think you've done that on purpose. He's got an unfair advantage because he knows a member of staff here. What would you caption this picture? You and Janet? What would you caption that? Janet be janitin, maybe?
When the staff be staffing. No.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Do lovely, you? Lovely.
You used to work together?
No, we used to...
We went to uni together.
No, we met each other in a club. Not very unlike this one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember?
Very well, yes.
Yes, Milky Mondays.
Mm.
Oh, no.
What have you got?
Talk us through this. What's happened there, Mum?
That's the same night.
What was your caption for that, Mum?
When the bowl be bowling. I've got myself caught up in a very, very...
Speaking of bowling, it's strike one, two and
three
for you, Mum.
Well, I don't even need a job.
Three strikes in a row.
I'm just here because it's because of the
Munt,
central heating.
You keep
heating.
Interrupting
Munt,
us here.
Just wait in the car.
Okay.
Wait in the car, Munt.
Right. Munt, yeah. I'm trying to speak to you and you only here. We're talking about you getting three strikes in a row. That's a flawless score. We love you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're kidding.
Thomas, you can leave anytime you want.
Oh, you're kidding. Munt claws his way to the top again.
He can't work without me.
He can.
Mont is happy. Mont is having a good time.
Don't let him near the academy.
What's that?
Well, there you go, Tom.
Yeah, well done, man.
Wow. Yeah, well done. Okay. Well, yeah.
I think you did well, unfortunately.
But I didn't get the job.
When you bring someone like Mont, you will be overshadowed.
Yeah, when you bring a star player, mate.
Yeah.
These things happen.
And you just, a lot of your answers did revert to Mont.
Yeah.
You shined a light on Mont and we just saw.
Well, yeah, it's good to role play, wasn't it? So when it comes to the actual interview, you know, I don't make the same mistake again.
There you go. Don't bring him.
Don't bring him.
I'll stay clear.
I honestly think if you don't bring Max along, you, or Mont, sorry.
Who's
you
Max?
You probably do... a bit.
I'm not bringing Max, don't worry about that.
He sounds fit. Dead silence, okay.
Got some more news for you.
Ooh, yep.
Traitors is out.
Hey.
Anyone watching it?
No, but I hear there's a twist. There's a fucking twist.
Are you caught up?
Yes. So when this goes out, the viewers will have had a whole other three episodes.
Pissed off.
So we're at the point we're at, there's a secret traitor who even the traitors don't know about and the viewers don't know about.
Oh.
But in the episode that go out tonight, they all find out who it is.
What's the point?
Oh. Yeah, they should have kept that going.
The viewers are
going to
find out who it is.
Yeah.
So basically, one of the three traitors has gone.
Right.
So they're going, all right, we're going to bring the secret traitor into the fold now. The secret traitor is now going to be one of the three traitors. But it's like, what's the point? You've got this whole cool concept of like...
It's got everyone talking.
Yeah. Because, do you know, I think Traitors would be a really good show if you didn't know who the traitors were.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, you know, you're trying to figure out what's going on. So you've got that sort of element in the secret traitor. And then, like, in the third episode, they're like, oh, we're going to show you who it is next time.
Yeah.
Is there a reason why that they should... Is it for stuff they do when with the traitors themselves, well, knowing who they are?
David Reese said, he went, oh, maybe people have started to guess it might be that they might be a traitor, right, as in the secret one, and they're thinking, oh, we need to reveal them now in case they get kicked out without it.
Do you know what I think it is? I think it's because they didn't expect Hugo to go as quickly.
Hugo was shit.
Yeah.
Like, Hugo.
Oh, we should have a moment's silence. He's not actually dead. People talk about the person that's died as like they've actually died. It's like, no, he's just gone to a hotel down the road.
There's a big contrast between the celebrity and the civilian one. Because it's just, it seems a lot more, oh my God, you don't realise what we're doing here. It is like actual deaths happening each night.
Right. It's like somebody said, so they spoke to Hugo and they said, it's really weird what you said at the breakfast table. He's like, no, I just thought we should, you know, it's actually really horrible what's been done.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, yeah, no, we were going to take a moment for him. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
He's just gone to a hotel down the road. They haven't taken him back and shot him in the back of the head. That's not how the game worked.
That would be a good show.
There's also a lady on there who looks the spit of the bad guy from Green Street.
Okay.
You've probably not seen it. She looks exactly like this actor. It's like he's just grown his hair up. But really? They also think loads of viewers now seem to have full-time jobs as just coming up with theories on TikTok. And it's like, oh, they're all connected in a way. Yeah. Not every single person.
Is there a mother and daughter?
There's two people.
Someone that knows...
And then they found a picture of two of them and it looks like they were on holiday together,
right,
because they've searched the hotel and found the backgrounds and gone, oh yeah, they're at the same place at the same time.
Okay.
I feel like it would have been brought up already though.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Peaky Blinders film. Barry Keoghan's got a part you haven't read. What's going on there?
Fuming.
Do you want to show us how you act when you're fuming?
Oh. I thought he was going to do my audition for Peaky Blinders.
Well, we'll do that first.
Yeah, do you want to do that?
Do that first, everyone.
Yeah.
We'll probably need I'll be Barry Keoghan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really have the face for it, but I can do it. Have we got?
I'll be Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
And you'll be Cillian Murphy.
Okay.
Okay.
Do I say action, Sabrina?
3, 2, 1, action!
Hello there.
Howdy, y'all.
Would you pass me some more of the whiskey?
I don't work here, y'all. I'm just a local brummy.
Well, you fucking look like you do.
Well, I don't.
There's your lighter back. What's your story?
You don't want to know my story.
Why have you asked him, y'all numbnuts? Y'all crazy or something? Why y'all sucking that marrow?
This is a cigarette. Or that I've bought from the local shop.
Oh, that loudness?
Cut to the really chase. What can we do for you?
your mum wooden the net carpenter over there. Ha! That's my hubby, I think. I ain't married to y'all.
Well, you could.
I don't want none of that.
Are we not together?
Not in the real world.
No.
Idiot, mate. Have you not been listening to any of the celebrity gossip?
Yeah. Oh my god!
Look, you're stupid as shit, mate.
No, I just don't listen to celebrity gossip. I'm too busy reading my daily trades.
Ruin that for me.
They don't talk about celeb gossip in Wall Street Journal, do they?
This is my audition TV tape. You're coming here and
Racing Post.
Sorry about that, bro. Yeah, except for Bunt.
Post in race.
So that's why I didn't.
Don't like that. Don't like that at all. What does that mean?
Celebrity gossip is time for that lovely segment.
Yeah.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Brooklyn Beckham shows off his £6,000 wine cellar after vowing his relationship with his estranged parents is over.
He's got no shame, that boy.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Shame.
Yeah.
Keep seeing these updates.
Yeah, I can't believe you're taking their side.
So what's going on?
Just people being mean to Brookie B.
Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding.
I think there was... I don't know.
No, you don't know.
Victoria wanted to design a wedding dress or something. And she doesn't rate her as a designer.
Good.
Mrs. He's marrying into money. He's come from money. He's marrying into money.
He's earned his money.
He's earned his money. He is a top TV chef.
Save the money for the rest of us, eh?
Yeah.
She laugh, you lose.
Hey, my favourite segment.
We love to laugh, we love to lose.
Ryan performed in the live show.
Yeah.
He's doing your laugh, you lose again now.
Can somebody remind me of what he did at the live show?
It's not worth it.
No. Is it starting as soon as we open our eyes, or is it starting?
As soon as I say open, you can start there.
You just said open. Do we open?
No.
Ooh, contentious.
Where's my mic?
3, 2, 1, open your eyes.
Hello there, sirs. I'm Walter Mellon. My wife has just...
Fuck off.
Brilliant. No. Walter Mellon. That's good.
My wife has just...
It's over.
Left me... Thank God for that.
Shocking.
Watermelon.
For fuck's sake. Do you know when it happens like that, you just think of all the time you spend. It's stupid.
Do you know what? I'm so glad you laughed because that's all I had.
That's all you had. My wife. Watermelon. That's a great
gutted
name. Great character.
Gutted. Just because you took so long to prepare it.
I can just picture you walking in the room.
Yeah, I was hearing exactly so much,
and I thought I was hearing Velcro. Oh, what on earth is this going to be?
Stephen lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Go, Max.
Dating.
Sommelier stuff.
Maybe try a martial art.
Nancy behaviour.
And today's question is, what hobby would you like to start in 2026?
Ha 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 So I'll start. I'm all about New Year, New Me. And I mean, by noncy, I don't mean like literal paedophilia. I just mean sort of like working and hanging out with kids a bit more. And maybe starting my own pet show.
Your own what?
Sort of show about pets.
That's the nonciest thing you've said. Don't worry, sir. They're just coming to my pet show.
Yeah. I've not touched them, they're just under my bed.
So you just want to hang out with kids more.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, just sort of hang out with kids a bit more.
Why?
And
you put Nancy.
Yeah, I did worry about my Nancy spelling. Nancy.
Just more nouns.
Yeah.
Allow it, fam.
Yeah.
No.
You're new around here, aren't you, Mum?
I don't know what announcing is.
not new enough for the ride over here. Well,
yeah.
We don't need to do that. Could we have one of your segments, please?
Okie dokie.
Why is he always crying?
So I don't like it when people have like sort of small televisions in their room.
Fuck off.
Okay.
That's
Are you kidding?
I know that sort of hinted towards you a bit there, but
don't even have a TV in your room.
No, you said yours isn't small, so it's not going to happen you, is it?
Yeah, but it's still you're joining in with a joke, the ha-ha, laugh-laugh.
Well, hang on a minute, let's hear him out, because it might not be aimed at you.
No, it clearly is.
It makes me feel uncomfortable.
I've bought my own.
You've bought your own?
Yeah, bought my own, actually.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I bought my own little list of things that I just fucking hate, mate.
Right.
Yeah, really piss me off.
It's Ryan's second, so Ryan's going to go.
How about idiots with big foreheads? All that extra space, but you don't fill it with your fucking brain? Pointless, mate. Yeah, what's the point? Huh. Dead space, mate. What's the fucking point? Boring. Baldy. I don't know when to pack it in. What are you trying to hide, mate? That big forehead? I've got another one here. People that brag that they spent a whole Christmas day with their families. That's a present that the parents want to send back. Yeah, good one. People who won't watch a gay movie with their long-term living heterosexual life partner. What are you afraid of? If that hasn't happened yet, it won't happen, virgin.
If you'd let me finish.
Go on.
I was going to say, we use the projector now, so we've got a spare telly. It's like a 50-inch one if they wanted to borrow it.
Mine's 55 inches.
Oh.
There's no way it's 55 inches.
It is.
55 centimetres.
Sort of.
That was going to be really nice.
Got a rule here. Let's hear the next one, Ryan.
You may have overreacted there.
Yeah. The next one was when people jump to conclusions before you finish speaking. And actually, I'm sort of a bit annoyed about this. I've prepared my own.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Go on.
Yeah.
Oh, there's three we're not going to hear.
If someone were to ring Max's emergency contact, it would go through to his Steam Deck that he fucks.
Don't fuck it, mate. Not allowed to.
Dobby's garden centre phones. They said, tell Max to stop wanking in the bushes.
Are these the things that you don't like?
Yeah. Worried the wind will ruin your hair. I'm worried your hair will ruin the wind.
What does that even mean?
Get his ass.
What's the difference between the UK weather today and Max? The weather has managed to get 1 degree.
Yeah, okay.
What did the captain say to Stephen when he boarded his ship? You can't board, mate. We've already got one set of sails.
What?
Because your ears.
Ears.
Oh, what?
Tom, you're so old. The White Noise podcast has four people on camera. Stephen, is that the reason you hired a four-eyed editor?
Hey.
Chester Zoo called. They said, will you get Max to stop wanking in the bushes?
Why are they calling you?
I don't know. That's what I said.
Stop wanking in the bushes.
Yeah. Well, the Steam Deck's not giving it up, is it? So, you know. Got to sort myself out somehow.
Do you pay for admission at Chester Zoo, or are you just doing
it's just outside the fence.
So you can see the animals, but
see the animals, get a great view.
Get a nice
save on some ticket funds.
Absolutely.
Mm. How much is a ticket?
30 odd quid.
Oh God, just for one quickie?
Yeah.
No.
Long way down for you, isn't it? You don't drive.
Uber.
Yeah, wow.
I just say, you just wait here, mate. I'll be back in a sec.
You could have more than one wank as well.
Back in a sec. Sounds like you've been edging in that journey.
Well, you know, it's...
I like to
see
save...
Cheshire Oaks, I just speed it up a little. Why am I doing you? Sorry.
To save money, you know.
That's good.
Thank you, yeah, thank you.
Yeah. My last Ryan Quarren was just people that wear Batman socks.
Nerd.
Got yellow ones on today.
They're worse.
They are.
They're not.
They're not.
That's the yellow socks.
What's wrong with them?
It's like a bandage.
Maybe it is.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that. Get out, Ryan.
Shocking, that.
Get out.
Really turned me against him.
Yeah, you trampled on his steak segment a little bit, didn't you?
Well, no, it's if someone's going after you, you've got to protect yourself.
Did you think he was going after you? I wonder.
100%.
I wonder if you just... No.
100%.
I don't think Ryan's got that in him.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Come in.
Come in.
Hello there, chaps. We all right?
You all right, pal?
Who are you?
Nice to meet you.
Put it there.
Nice to meet you.
Mate, how's it going?
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, come on, mate.
It's always important to get to know the people that you're in the room with.
Hello. Don't know us yet.
Probably does.
Oh.
I am Mr. Pottage.
Hey, Mr. Pottage.
Hey, you're right, mate.
Hello there, guys. You can call me just Mr. Pottage. You don't need
MP?
To know anything else. I've brought with me some pottage. And I thought...
It's empty.
Well, it's a prototype.
So you've not bought any porridge? You just bought a box that says
pottage? I've got pottage on me. I've always got pottage on me.
Oh, always? Okay.
You are a character, aren't you?
I am.
You've got to be.
Basically, I'm a door-to-door salesman.
Of what?
Pottage. I make my own. Not this one. I did get that one from Aldi. But I create my own pottage.
An example of what it could be.
So what?
Different flavours.
Right.
What flavour's yours?
Oh, this one in here is kiwi and lime.
Can I see?
Yes.
That's an interesting flavour.
It's just golden syrup, though.
Yeah, well, sometimes...
kiwi and lime.
Editing problem down at the factory.
You have a whole factory?
I pay this factory to make my porridge for me.
And they don't even have a box. You have to buy a box from Aldi.
Yes, well, like I say, this is a prototype.
Of what?
Porridge.
That's your prototype. We already know this porridge exists. People buy it.
Yes, yes.
See, so what is this a prototype of?
This is an example of the kind of thing that I'm going to be making.
It's interesting
that
because
I do make.
Because you're paying
in this
a factory.
Instead.
And you're still doing door-to-door.
Right.
Do you not have a website?
No. You've got a bit confused.
Also,
here.
What are they putting the porridge into if they don't already have boxes to put in?
Right. There's too many questions going on.
Sorry, Mr. Porridge. You tell us what you want to tell us.
I do not own the factory.
Right.
I simply pay the people in there to make my porridge.
So what does the factory do normally?
Oh, I don't know. All sorts of...
Okay, all sorts of porridge. Right,
stuff.
Okay.
But it must have a porridge background.
So why have you come on here, Mr. Porridge?
I was wondering if you wanted to buy any in bulk.
I've just tasted it. I thought it was disgusting.
Yeah, well, that, like I say, that one is it's a bit off.
So
well,
I thought it was a misprint.
The weird thing about that is that it stinks of golden syrup.
It's a misprint, and it's a bit off.
Why have you brought off porridge?
Just off the off chance.
Why are you trying to shift cases of porridge and you've brought one sachet of off porridge in order to do so?
Hey, it's a prototype.
What do you mean? I don't want some prototype business lingo.
Here's a question. If we were to say yes and we wanted to buy some...
When? Yeah.
Like, would you have some
you
now that we could
then.
Buy? Or would you say you'd have to wait?
It's all in
so
the
you've
van.
Got stuff that you could have brought
up. Go get some, Mr. Porridge.
Oh, I can't be asked.
What did you just bring up anyway? Why did you bring up the wrong box and a prototype?
I'm not going to bring it all up just so I can take it, bring it all down. It's easier for
just
you
bring
when
one
you buy
box,
it.
Bro.
When you buy it, I can just put it straight into your
car. Stop attacking our guests.
Oh, my God. Fucking idiot,
right. Are you joking? I probably make more than you do in an hour, mate.
Go on.
20,000 an hour.
20, I was
more
porridge.
Than you, mate.
Rock, paper, scissors right now. Winner gets porridge for life.
So you've got it anyway?
No, I've got, yeah, I know.
So we can win free porridge for
it's
life.
It's me, I'm going to be out of pocket.
I about this.
Do we go after three?
Yeah.
Or after scissors?
After the three.
After scissors. Okay.
After paper.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, shit, could have had free porridge then.
Of course.
Yeah.
I've rigged it.
For listeners at home, I lost scissors to rock.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, he's won porridge for life.
Free porridge for life, baby.
You have to meet me down the van after this.
No, bring it.
No. I'll wait by your car.
Okay. You're getting killed. I think.
Yeah.
New flavour.
Also, I've heard someone is looking for a job.
Not me.
This guy.
You?
No, Munt doesn't want a job.
You want to be Munt's my apprentice? Mr. Porridge's apprentice.
Mr. Munt.
MPA.
Little Miss Porridge. Little Mr. Porridge, we'll
little
call
Miss
you.
Little Miss Porridge. I take it.
Just to confirm, no one's buying any.
No.
Well, I will take my free porridge.
And for 50 quid, you can.
Mr. Porridge.
Got ourselves a deal.
That's
I am an expert salesman.
We don't have a deal, Mr. Porridge.
How much is a lifetime's per porridge?
Thousands.
You are a scumbag, Mr. Porridge.
Get out, Mr. Porridge. Before I have that Dominic Littlewood or whatever his name is to come in here and throw you around the place.
I'll see you all again soon.
I'll see you outside.
Cowboy porridge maker you are. Put it to the max.
Oh, woe is me. My stupid son got us tickets to that bloody Skinner's mental health walk to save me from the January blues, and fuck me. If shit chat and bigotry was enough to make me happy, the White Noise podcast would be enough. Help me, please. I've got three more of these to get through. Three more walks? I think, is that three more podcasts?
What's the problem then? Sorry.
He's got to get through. So someone has been bought by their son tickets to Thomas Skinner's mental health walk.
Oh, okay.
They've gone on it, shit chat and bigotry. And now he's got three more to get through.
Okay, we could act that out.
Mm. Yep. So,
he wants to be Thomas Skinner.
I have a question though. If I'm playing Thomas Skinner, who is Thomas Skinner?
Right, you won't play Thomas Skinner.
Okay, great.
I'll be the son. I'm not Thomas Skinner.
Thomas Skinner.
You can be Thomas Skinner. You're Thomas Skinner all over.
Nah. No, you are
making
Thomas
me
Skinny.
Thomas Skinner. Nah. Right. Should we do another one?
So you want to do the walk? You won't be Thomas Skinner.
I'll be the son, and I've bought tickets for my dad.
Who do you want me to be?
You can be another walker. He's well into it.
Okay.
Right. Take it away.
Oh, this is nice, isn't it? New year, fresh air.
Can you shut up? I'm trying to listen to Tommy.
Don't talk to my son like that.
Oh.
Or you'll get one of these around your lips.
Well, what was that?
Cheers, Dad. That was fucking rude, wasn't it?
What, reading like that? Knuckle sandwich.
No, thank you.
Yeah, okay, fine. No, thank you. Just don't talk to me son like that again.
Wait for a minute, we'll fork.
Yeah. Sorry, Sir Thomas?
Mug. Wait for a mental health walk.
Yep.
What?
And you're threatening my mate with a knuckle sandwich.
You're mate, is he?
We'd have pie and liquor, not knuckle sandwiches, you fucking dunce.
He fucking started it, didn't he?
No.
Who are you piping up to? Who are you piping up to, you fucking melt?
Mate, you've got this, son.
I mean, there's no way. I mean, we're here for a mental health walk.
Yeah.
What's this?
And I'm mentally healthy.
Well, my dad's not.
Bro, this is mental.
Who gives a fuck about your father?
My dad's not well.
My wife.
I wonder why, fucking draining the life out of him.
Oh, we hardly see each other.
Well, that sounds like a you problem. Not me. We're here to do a mental health walk.
Yeah.
Has your walk started yet?
You two have just been talking the entire time.
We're at the back of the queue, mate.
Well, we're at the back of the walk.
You shouldn't be out here.
We're here to chat.
Nonce.
I'm not a nonce.
Lethargic then.
We barely hear each other over fucking bosh, bosh, bosh.
I've said that four times. That's enough. No more, no less.
Well, you don't see us kicking off.
All we can hear is bosh, bosh, bosh.
Mm. More like nosh,
but
nosh,
that's not
nosh,
well.
Sorry, what?
More like nosh, nosh, nosh. This guy's sucking you off.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
That's a bit of you, isn't it?
I don't like that.
Yeah. You don't like that
at all.
I thought I'd be right up your street.
Yeah, of course it would.
You don't
up
know
your
my street,
bro.
He watches all your stuff.
Love it. Really love it. You know that bit where you eat a big pie and you go, oh, that's nosh.
Yeah, he loves that.
Well, why didn't you try and suck him off then?
What? Sorry, what?
You're having a go at me for trying to suck him off.
Why should I be in your butt all of a sudden?
Well, I'm annoyed
with
them.
You're fucking weird, bro.
Less talking, more walking.
I'm annoyed.
Less
anyway,
talking.
We're here for mental health.
Yeah, mental health.
My health is mental, bruv.
I'm mentally in a great place.
I've already done that, you...
Have you?
Fucking slag.
No, not a joke thief.
Fucking oh.
Not.
Fucking stupid.
I want a refund, mate. I didn't invite
for charity.
You
did. Yeah. For a charity wall, you want
this
a refund?
For charity?
Some of it, yeah probably.
I didn't notice that on the poster.
No, is it?
I was like, I'll do the charity work. Speak to you, you fucking mug.
Yeah,
but mug. You didn't even watch Celebrity Apprentice this year, did you?
So what's your mental health issue?
Oh, I've got...
you need to ask?
Just got a lot of problems.
Just
stress, just people pissing me off.
It's good to talk about it.
Yeah, go on.
I'm trying to think through it all.
It's good to talk about it with friends, not with fucking idiots in the street.
Oh, we're trying it.
Exactly.
Trying to turn a fucking page.
Charity walks.
We moved on.
Who blatantly cause a ruckus just to catch their breath.
The rest of the walk's left. They've gone.
No, they haven't. They're 10 yards around the corner.
How do you know that?
I can see him from my angle.
There's a corner, bro. You can't see around corners.
What happened to your voice, pal?
Well, I've had a lozenge.
Why are you wolfing down? I said I've got a sore throat at the start. You didn't offer once.
Because I've got one. I had one.
Selfish, pardon my language, months.
No, you didn't say I had lozenges. I said I had a lozenge.
What?
I said I had a lozenge, singular. I didn't have lozenges. I don't have lozenges. I had one in the car.
It's a suppository.
I wish you had no jizz at all, twat.
He's not. He wasn't made like that.
What do you mean?
What's happened to him then?
Well, we found you, didn't we? We found you. We took you to our forever home.
How old?
You found me?
Yeah.
Where'd you fucking find me?
You in a pram.
What were you doing in that pram?
Yeah, you weirdo. Fucking freak. He's 30 years old.
How much? Well, he's won me over there.
There we go.
And you're fun. Yeah.
Not.
What do you mean I'm not fun?
I'll take them three tickets.
Ow!
Right. Just let's go with a walk there, then.
Rigs
jacket.
What happened?
You just pulled my beard.
Sorry,
there.
I just went to pull out of your imaginary pocket.
God, they're talking again, Tommy.
What are we doing?
Oh, right, sorry. It's the
final question.
Would you rather eat a pine cone?
Or have beans on toast every day?
I'll have beans on toast every day,
please.
I'll have
beans on toast every day.
It could go breakfast, lunch or dinner.
But then I could eat one pine cone and just be done with the beans on toast. That'd make me gassy. Right.
Can I commit to the beans on toast and change my mind?
I love beans on toast. I think it's a great snack. It does make me gassy.
Mm.
I find that if I don't eat beans regularly, when I do eat them, it hits hard.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
I got the
horrendous
vegan sausage and beans the other day.
Yeah,
the Suma ones.
That. When are you going to get your Heinz. Vegan sausage and some
Heinz.
Beans?
Yeah.
Heinz do a vegan one. 2026,
baby.
Yeah, wow. Saw it the other day in Audi.
Yeah.
Got myself Dutinese.
Very woke, that, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Has anyone had vegan Nutella yet?
No.
Yeah.
Have you?
No, I've seen it in America. I've browsed the aisles of Trader Joe's.
Did you?
They've got so many snacks there.
I imagine their supermarkets are a lot more colourful.
Mm.
Yeah, just drawing your attention.
Yeah.
Here, there, everywhere. Now M&S are doing all the ingredients are on the packet. Boring.
Shocking.
Yeah.
That's we'll get episode better. Of the White Nose. White Nose.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's great.
There we go.
Oh, Ethan's already done that, mate.
Yeah, I know, I was sniffing my hand.
Right. Don't do that. Ooh, right what? On the mic as well.
Am I not allowed to?
Come on, Ryan, play us out.
Fuck off.
No! No, I like it here. This is my new forever family.
No, definitely not.
No?
No.
Come on, play us out, Mon.
It's been a Monty day from me, and hopefully a Monty day for you.
The happy Monties.
Yeah, I've been joined by Ethan.
Thank you.
No, this is terrible.
Come on.
Fucking awful, that.
Do you want me to go?
Yeah. Just get out, you should probably say. Say, sound us off, Ryan. Did good today.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the White Noise Podcast.
Nose.
That'd be good for audio listeners.
That was really good, Brian. Lovely.
Oh, yeah, for audio listeners, I had a watermelon on my head for Laugh You Lose.